It's just about the midway point for the annual personal use fishery on the Kenai River. So far, fishing has been a bit on the slow side. Big pulses of sockeye haven't made their way into the Kenai River yet, but there have been a couple of days this week with counts in excess of 30,000 fish. But even if the fishing is slow, the ability to get information about the fishery out is anything but. The city of Kenai's new dip netting app has proved surprisingly popular, says the city's information technology director, Dan Castamore.
We had 123,000 page views and 5,650 downloads. Yeah, they're real good numbers. It's pretty impressive, actually. I was thinking we'd probably have 10,000 downloads, and I think we're well on our way to get there.
Castamore designed the application, which was a new venture for him. The idea came out of meetings city workers have fairly regularly concerning the fishery. Police Chief David Ross gets the credit for it, though.
So we should just get a dipnet app, and I'm not sure if he was serious or joking, but the idea kind of just took off, and we went from there.
He says they've already gotten lots of feedback and made some tweaks to the program, mostly to include more fishing information, including links to the Department of Fish and Game for the latest on commercial openers, which people like to know in order to maximize their chances at netting some sockeye. But even with all that, there's only so much the app can do.
The other problem is when people say we want to know the commercial openers, well, we have set netting, we have gill netting, we have drift netting, we have openers that are local, we have openers that are local for Kasilof. When you actually go and look at that webpage for commercial openings, it takes some time to read through it and figure out what it's saying. So it's unfortunately it's not as easy as just saying, hey, the commercial fleet's out tomorrow.
With all those page views and downloads, Castamore says they did have to make some upgrades to the city's servers, especially considering some of the high bandwidth features. There are a ton of webcams to watch through the app that show both beaches, parking areas, and more.
Webcams grew out of the app. You know, we've had webcams here on the fishery since I started in 2013, and we've been adding them. But every camera we'd added previously was for us to use to manage the fishery. So we had cameras on the roads, we had cameras in the parking lots, we had cameras, in areas where we had to be careful about problems occurring. We didn't have any cameras at all that the public would be interested in, because it was just never our goal. Our goal was to manage the fishery. And so that was the change this year, is we've actually added cameras that are of interest to the public. And in fact, when I looked yesterday at all the cameras and the viewing history of them, I mean, the ones that we added this year are the ones that are the most popular.
Castamore says that while they've tried to accommodate useful features for folks participating in the fishery, safety and communication come first. That was evident last week when users received a push notification regarding a car fire on South Beach. This year's version of the app was put together relatively quickly through a third-party provider, which limited the number and kinds of features available. Castamore says next year they'll have more time to build something a little more custom with even more stuff for people to look at, use, and communicate with.